Last month, a coalition of activist groups in Tampa struck out in forcing Mayor Pam Iorio to push Tampa Electric Company to include more renewable energy programs and force it to reduce its reliance on coal. That was despite a long and emotional debate before the city council. But ultimately, only council members John Dingfelder and Linda Salcena voted with the activists and against the 25-year agreement. As the Public Service Commission today weighed a rate increase for TECO customers in Tallahassee, Councilwoman Salcena said the absence of a lobbyist representing the interests of the citizens of Tampa demonstrated the mayor's tendencies to ignore the wishes of the council.
City Council wrote a letter to the PSC saying, please don't do this. I don't think, and you can please share with me if I'm incorrect, I don't think Bill Peoples is going to the PSC on our behalf with that. Is he?
No.
No. That's the way in which I see council being able to play a role as well as the administration. I know that we have separate roles, but the point is, if there's something that's for the good of the city, I would hope that our lobbyists really weigh in for all of us.
But Daryl Smith, Mayor Iorio's chief of staff, appeared unmoved by the suggestion.
With regard to electricity, provide those inputs and we will consider them as an administration. But to include active involvement, we're going to get into the situation where we've got more than we can cover. And the reason Mr. Peoples is not with the PSC is that he has got other directions that he needs to be focused on in order to get ready for the upcoming legislative session.
Another bone of contention for Salcena was receiving Mayor Iorio's economic stimulus package plan released late in the afternoon last Friday. Salcena complained that it would have been nice if the council had been allowed to give input on it.
I really would love to be, as Mr. Fletcher said, in a more consultative role. And the way it is now, it's an email after five at the same time that the press gets the information. I would much prefer council for you all to come to us even the day before. I know you were working on it up till the last minute, but come to us and say, this is what you're thinking of. Do you have any additional ideas or input?
Salcena did acknowledge that it's the mayor's final decision. At the time of the council's vote last month, Mayor Iorio said she would create a committee to address TECO's accountability regarding tree trimming and underground wiring. But that has yet to happen. Councilwoman Salcena then suggested having staff come back before the council within the next month to determine when that committee might be formed. But that led Councilman Joseph Catano to tell Salcena essentially to cool her jets.
I don't think we need to put pressure on her, but she is working on it. And I don't think I could support putting more pressure on the mayor or the administration.
My intent is to get a date when this will happen. Maybe it'll be in March, maybe it'll be in April, but I'm asking for a report in 30 days, which is toward the end of February. We took our action, I believe, in November. The report would tell us when this committee is going to meet.
A vote to pass that motion deadlocked at 3-3. That led Councilmember John Dingfelder to suggest that the mayor would include a member of City Council to be on the advisory panel.
My motion will be that we respectfully request, in a letter perhaps from the chairman, that a council member, Ms. Salcena, or in the alternative, maybe as an alternate, Ms. Mulhern, be appointed by the mayor to be on that panel.
But as is frequently the case, the progressive wing of the council, considered to be Salcena, Dingfelder, and Mary Mulhern, had a difficult time getting that fourth and decisive vote on the council. And that was the case again today. Councilman Catano and Thomas Scott said having one of those council members on the board would create a conflict of interest. And Councilwoman Gwen Miller said this.
I don't think we need to have a council that the citizens know what they want. And they're the one going to be more beneficiary to this because they're the one who was telling us the things that they should do and should not do. And I think they would be more out to tell us what to do. And we, the own members, on that, we're going to be trying to tell them our side of it.